McDonald's meets the Minecraft universe, and Grimace, Birdie, and Hamburglar just spawned in the overworld. Now, for a limited time, you can get one of six McDonald's collectibles when you order a Minecraft movie meal.
Ooh.
With your choice of Big Mac or 10-piece McNuggets with spicy nether flame sauce. Now available at McDonald's.
At participating McDonald's for a limited time, a Minecraft movie only in theaters.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit, credit to the people.
Off the ball, rugby.
Why has the line out improved so much?
Codders, just one word. Alex Codling. he's an asset for us, so.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
To hear the full version of the Saturday panel, become an Off The Ball member now.
Gaelic football on Off The Ball.
With AIB, proud sponsors of the GAA Senior Football Championship. Check out #thetoughest for more.
Yeah, welcome back to Off the Ball Saturday here on Newstalk. Shane Hannan with you through until 5 p.m. today. It is still Fulham 0 Crystal Palace 2. 64 minutes on the watch at Craven Cottage in the FA Cup quarter final. That was a 12:15 p.m. start this afternoon. We'll have Brighton and Nottingham Forest, of course, later on. And of course, we will have Football Saturday on the way from 2:30. Johnny Ward, Graham Gartland, and David Connolly with us. We'll be chatting to Tommy Rooney from Croke Park at around 4:30. This afternoon, of course, it's a 5 o'clock start for Wexford against Limerick in the Division 4 decider, and then 7:15 p.m. start for Roscommon versus Monaghan in the Division 2 final at GAA headquarters. To look ahead to the Allianz National Football League final, delighted to have in studio again the former Roscommon star, Conor Devaney. Conor, how are things?
Very good, yeah. Looking forward to the evening.
It's going to be exciting. We were just saying there that the crowd might not be massive because, of course, it's Division 4 and Division 2 together. It's a Saturday evening. It'll be lower tier stuff only, and the atmosphere might not be electric.
No, won't be electric. Look, at the bottom tier of Croke Park will be close to sold out. I'm not sure what the capacity of that is, but it won't feel like a proper atmosphere. You'll get to hear the players shouting, the coaches shouting on the pitch. It'll be very different.
Mm.
But as I was saying, there's trophies on the line. It's unique for some teams there this evening. So, and once you're there as a player, once you're named in the starting 15, you are absolutely trying to win that game. There's no doubt about that. Yes, if there's a player that is a little bit doubtful and you're trying to keep him for next week, say for Roscommon against London next weekend, you may not play him. But once the starting 15 is picked, they're all ready to go and they are absolutely trying to win that game.
Mm. It's trophy on the line, it's not to be sniffed at. Would you have preferred a game of, like they say, Roscommon and Monaghan, would you prefer that in Kingspan Breffni Park, for example, in a league final? The atmosphere would be unbelievable at that. Would you prefer to see the regional grounds used for...
Possibly, yeah. I think there's probably no need to come up to Croke Park. But the thing about it, a lot of people are saying maybe a team like Roscommon who are out next week may not want this game tonight. But I actually think they very much do. If you were at home this weekend with no game, you're playing an in-house AVB game in Hyde Park this evening. And you're, yes, the advantage is you get to see all your 30 players, but it's not as intense as tonight. So you are going to play 50 or 60 minutes at home as part of your training regime before next week. So why not play a very competitive game the week before? So I see no disadvantage in playing the week before. So I think it's a good thing that Roscommon are playing tonight. From Roscommon's point of view, I think the game is good because we need to perform tonight. There's question marks over the last 3 or 4 rounds of the league. Hasn't been as good as the first 3 or 4 rounds. So they have to perform tonight going into Championship against London next weekend.
We will, of course, have the Monaghan angle as well. Well, not just with myself, but we'll have Desi Moan on the line around 2:15 as well for any Monaghan fans in the car going, where's the Monaghan representation? Don't worry, we're going to talk about both counties this afternoon. I do want to play a clip here. You've heard this from last night, Conor, but former Cavan star, Shawnee Johnston, and Kildare star as well, Shawnee Johnston, was on with Owen Sheehan last night. This made me laugh when I heard it, just because of the bluntness of it more than anything else. But Owen was asking about the dark horse All Ireland credentials potentially of tonight's two Division 2 finalists. So here is Shawnee Johnston with Owen last night.
Do you believe the credentials All Ireland wise for either of these two counties, just given what's happened in the last couple of years with the Division 2 finalist going on to win the All Ireland?
That won't happen.
Right. Pretty clear cut. Are they close? Is there any argument that's been put forward for either of them, Seanie, that you're like, yeah, you know what, I could see Monaghan or Roscommon lifting Sam this year?
None.
In this game in isolation this weekend, I just love the bluntness. What's more likely to happen this summer? Kildare win Leinster or Monaghan/Roscommon win the All-Ireland?
Kildare win Leinster.
Right.
Seanie Johnston on with Owen last night. I mean, glad we have a Roscommon and Monaghan representative now to defend our honour here, Conor, in some way. Just looking at the odds, so Roscommon and Monaghan both 50-1 for the All-Ireland, with the bookmakers joint ninth favourites. I don't know what odds Armagh were last year, but they probably weren't too far off, 50-1. But how would you respond to that? We're not sitting here saying that we expect or think Monaghan and Roscommon necessarily will win the All-Ireland, but how would you respond to that?
I'm not going to disagree with it. There's been a bit of talk about right in Roscommon. Some players have even mentioned their ambition will be to win an All-Ireland. I know Dara Craig did. There's been a bit of talk around that, but there is reality too. We haven't won a championship game at Croke Park since 1980. Mm. That's a long time ago. I've been involved in a quarterfinal. We haven't got beyond that stage. We've struggled at quarterfinal stage. We're about eighth best in the country. I think our ambition should be to perform in a quarterfinal and maybe get to a semi-final at some stage soon. But that's a long way off in All-Ireland. So I think our ambition is to perform in a quarterfinal first.
But when you hear the likes of Dara Craig, or even when like the year before last when Monaghan got to a semi-final and well, pushed the Dubs for 55-60 minutes, you'd imagine the players, whether or not fans or pundits alike believe it, players have to believe that they can win the All-Ireland, or else what's the point?
Yeah, I think so. There might be an element of a team psychologist telling them to maybe keep saying this and maybe it'll manifest itself. But and yes, there is a belief and you have to believe. And any time I went out to play a game, I had to believe I was going to beat, say, that quarterfinal against Mayo. We drew in the first game, but Mayo came and hammered us in the replay in the quarterfinal at Croke Park. I believed we could win the first day, and then I believed again we could win the second day. But the reality the second day was quite different. So, yes, you do have to believe, but I don't think I ever believed we'd really win in All-Ireland. I did want to get to a semi-final, and that just didn't happen. So I'd like to see Roscommon maybe taking that step first before the talk. So I'm not disagreeing with Seanie Johnston. He was blunt, but not wrong, I would say.
Yeah, I thought it was just sour grapes because Cavan didn't make the Division 2 final and earn promotion. I'm only messing for all the Cavan fans out there. But no, I can fully see it was the bluntness that I found funny from Seanie last night, in fairness. What's the Roscommon Croke Park thing about, Conor? Because as you say rightly, it's been a long time since they've won a championship game in Croker, but Roscommon don't have a problem playing. Like, you look at their record in Division 2 finals in recent years, they don't have a problem playing in Croke Park. They've pushed the Dubs, they drew at the Dubs, I think, in the league, wasn't it, a couple of years ago. So they don't have a problem playing with Croke Park, and they have the forwards there that the pitch actually probably suits the players. So why is it a psychological thing? Why can't they win a championship game?
I don't know. I think we've won five leagues, Division 2s in the last 10 years because we're about eighth best team in the country. We tend to come down and straight back up again, like Cavan or like Monaghan possibly. Mm. So we've obviously won in Croke Park for those. I think there was one during COVID where there wasn't a final.
Oh, yeah.
And people are arguing to have that again, but I don't know. So we can play in Croke Park, but it seems to be come summer and a quarter final. The performance, like last year, was very disappointing against Armagh. I actually felt that Armagh didn't play well that day. It was one of their poorer games on their way to win the All-Ireland, and Roscommon completely didn't play well. If Roscommon had played well at all that day, there was a chance because Armagh, I felt, had a bit of an off day. So it's just a bit of a non-performance every time we come to a quarter-final. I don't know what it is. We have to get one big game there in a quarter-final. Maybe, again, to really, like people might say, they believe they can win this and believe they can win that, but we have to do it at some point so you can look back on the previous year and say, look, we actually got close to Mayo or got close to Armagh or Kerry, whatever it might be, and then make your adjustments and try again next year. So that's what Roscommon would be hoping to do this year, I think.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
McDonald's meets the Minecraft universe, and Grimace, Birdie, and Hamburglar just spawned in the overworld. Now, for a limited time, you can get one of six McDonald's collectibles when you order a Minecraft movie meal.
Ooh.
With your choice of Big Mac or 10-piece McNuggets with spicy nether flame sauce. Now available at McDonald's.
At participating McDonald's for a limited time, a Minecraft movie only in theaters.
The league campaign for Roscommon, when you look back at the games, a lot of it really positive at the start, and you're thinking this is a brilliant campaign for Roscommon, and then kind of, as you said, tailed off towards the end. Davy Burke won't be happy with how the Westmeath game finished up, but you know, obviously drawing the game, having been 12 points ahead, but still did enough to get over the line. The comments from Davy, obviously, after the Cavan match were the ones that everyone were talking about. So for anyone who missed this, so Roscommon lost to Cavan 22 points to 20 in the Hyde. And then after the game, the Roscommon boss, Davy Burke, said, "It was very poor. People came out here to the Hyde to see Roscommon, and that's the best we can do. It's not great, is it? We weren't good enough. I'd say that's our league campaign over. We'll go to Westmeath next week to fill the numbers, and then we'll prepare for Championship. We've no business being in a league final after that type of stuff. Two defeats in the National League, you've no business in a league final. You can't win your home games. I think we're safe enough doing what we're doing. We're preparing for London now." He rode back on it a tad after the Westmeath game and said he was much happier with the performance for part of that game. But it was funny, wasn't it? Was he trying to direct a message towards his players there? What was going on there?
Yeah, I think he was probably getting ready to go into the dressing room and say something even stronger to the players when he went in. But what he had said, a few strange things straight after games. He might be better to take a little moment to himself and come back to the cameras afterwards. But I think what happened in that case as well, that added to his ire, I suppose, was the new hooter. There was, Jeremy Murta took a free. He asked the ref, was there time left? So Roscommon were hoping to win the ball back, get a two-pointer, which they had to do. The hooter went, he felt that the keeper had the ball taken, the kick out taken, so he felt there was time, and he was remonstrating with the referee, and I suppose then he was asked the question and he was a bit annoyed about the whole thing. He obviously hadn't considered, maybe he had lost track of where they were in the league or what was happening, but at that stage, it was actually far more likely for Roscommon to still get promoted than not. So it was definitely strange comments. In general, though, the league and Roscommon, first half good, second half bad. I think Brian Stack has been a big loss for Roscommon. So defensively, it has been a struggle. But for Monaghan as well, getting into the game, maybe just even Killian Lavelle, similar figure to Brian Stack, has been a massive loss in defence. So I think Monaghan's attack has been excellent, full of pace. Roscommon's at times has been excellent, not all the time, not as consistent as Monaghan's, but defensively, both teams tonight coming into Championship, they have to do something different and be better, I would say.
Would you still, as you say, like both Lavelle and Stack, huge losses for both counties, and we hope to see them back in the coming weeks, but would you expect a shootout tonight? Because like we've seen Monaghan put up, as you said, big scores. Roscommon, we know what they can do. Like, I was watching that Roscommon-Monaghan match in the league, and Roscommon were brilliant that day in tough enough conditions at times. Jamie Murta, I think, kicked 12 points. Like, would you expect a shootout between these two sets of forwards tonight? Because it could be a high-scoring game.
Yeah, I think possibly tonight could be very high-scoring. Like, Monaghan seems to be the two-point kings at times, including Began. Began has scored 31 points in this league campaign, which is actually the same as David Clifford, which is exact same, which is amazing. That day, actually, interestingly, in the height, I know the conditions were bad, but Roscommon stopped Monaghan from getting 2 points.
Yeah, they only won, I think.
I think they only got one. So, but that's difficult to do in Croke Park. If you start pushing out on the likes of Began, then gaps appear in behind for him to maybe play a 30-yard dink pass in behind. So it's a very fine line between pushing out to the 45-yard line where he can score from, for example. So it's difficult for defenders, especially in Croke Park. So you might see them just edging towards allowing those shots. So as you say, it could be high scoring because of that.
And there's also the element of, and I've seen it with a lot of Monaghan games this year, you get your runners on the ball, whether it's Stephen O'Hanlon or Conor McCarthy or Michal Bannigan, and you take players on, even if it's just outside, you know, if it, inside or outside the arc, not that you try and buy a foul, but you take a player on, you either beat them or get fouled, and then you can take a 2-point free, and Began is the man there to do it. So There is a lot of that going on, isn't there? A lot of players taking on defenders.
It's something that teams haven't been training for or coached towards over the last few years, because it wasn't possible with 14 back or 15 back. You had to pass your way through it, around it, across and over. Now, I think it's very much suits Bonham with the players you mentioned, Bannigan, O'Hanlon, Conor McCarthy. Desi Ward coming on, he'd likely come on again tonight. Probably score. He tends to score a lot when he comes on. So taking players on one-on-one is absolutely essential this summer. And the teams who can do that better will succeed, because now, especially with the tweak where the keeper doesn't come up, it's completely one-on-one. And I noticed Dublin against Galway 2 weekends ago very much went completely man-marking. No zone and stuff, nothing. Trusted them, and that they did well with that. But not every team will be capable of that. So if you have forwards who can take on a man one-on-one, go by him, it's very likely you're in space, and it's very likely you're going to get a shot off. So that's something that in training, coaches and managers have to completely change and keep practicing, because at the moment, unfortunately, the way the game was going, I suppose it wasn't natural for forwards to do that. Now it just it's an essential now for it to score. So you'll see if there's loads of space, you often see teams, Roscommon do this, and you'll see it tonight, where even five or six players go all the way in to the goal line, inside the 13-metre line. That leaves about three or four players one-on-one, one pass, one-on-one, go, and you have freedom to score, because those five or six defenders for, we'd say, Monaghan tonight can't mark only on the top of the D. That D area is completely free. You go by your man, you have the whole D to stop, think, and put it over the bar.
I'm looking at the Roscommon team that Davy Burke has named for this evening. So the team that's named, and of course we take the named teams in GAA lightly, sometimes there can be late changes to the programme team. Dylan Ruan named to start at wing back, with Darragh Craig, who started against Westmeath, not included in the match day 26. Jamie Murtagh, of course, captain. You mentioned Brian Stack, absent with that injury. The Murtagh brothers in there. Conor Hand at wing forward after playing wing back against Westmeath. Enda Smith at centre forward. Eddie Nolan and Keith Doyle have been brilliant midfield. That partnership has really come into fruition. Colm Leary, cornerback. David Murray and Niall Higgins there as well. Rory Fallon at centre back, with Shane Conan and Ruan either side of him. And then Conor Carroll, of course, in goals. How do you assess that?
Well, Darragh Craig went off injured in Mullingar last week, so he's hopefully not that serious, but he did go off injured. So Dylan Ruan, who has been very consistent, and I'd say unfortunate not to get more game time over the last few weeks, so he's back in. He will be solid at wing back. He might get forward and get a score too. Again, Davy Burke has made changes throughout the league, and I was saying at the beginning of this league, the advantage of being in Division 2 is that you can do that, and Monaghan are similar. They've used an awful lot of players, so that's the advantage of Division 2. But the disadvantage, I would say, for Davy Burke after doing that is you're a week out from Championship, and I'd say he's only able to name maybe 9 or 10 of his starting team, because everyone's got a small bit of time. Some people have done well at times, some people not. Like you mentioned, the midfield there, who have been quite good when they're fit and working together. Keith Doyle and Eddie Nolan, the first half last week, I mean, they were in total control. Keith Doyle has a brilliant pair of hands.
Even against Monaghan that day, they were willing to break a ball massively.
Excellent. So, I mean, that midfield partnership, that's going to be the midfield for the Championship for the summer. But they're very good in the opposition kickouts, which can be easier now. You can stand in the middle now, because I would say, unfortunately, I don't like this kickout rule, because basically if you're a keeper now, you're as good as closing your eyes and kicking it as far as you can kick, right, left or middle. But if the two midfielders stand in the middle, Eddie and Keith Doyle tonight, they can judge the flight of the ball, because it has to go such a distance and be under that ball. And that's what happened in Mullingar last weekend, with Keith Doyle catching ball. But our own kickouts, we were struggling on. Conor Carroll kicked 3 or 4 over the sideline. So that's something to work on tonight as well, I think.
Just to mention the subs bench this evening, the full panel for Roscommon, you've Aaron Brady as the subkeeper, John McManus, Ronan Daly, Shane Killoran, Alton Harney, Tim Lamb, Ben O'Carroll, Cathal Heenahan, Senan Lamb, Conor Cox and Donie Smith. So a lot of experience in that bench as well. When you look at it, like there's players to come in there. You mentioned the game against London next week. So it's game Saturday. You expect them to fly over on Friday. Does that come into Davy Burke's thinking this evening? The players thinking, does it creep into the minds? When you get to 55, 60 minutes and you're thinking, we really could push on here, but we have to think about Championship, or do you just forget about it, go for the silverware, you have to perform?
I think you forget about it. I was just, if you go through the Roscommon panel there, like you were going through some of the subs, I still think there's about, despite us winning so many Division 2 titles because we get relegated from Division 1, there's 17 or 18 players that haven't won nationally, because there's quite a number of young players that have come through under 20s and that. So I think the mentality is like even our top players like Jermyn Murth and Enda Smith, let's say for example, haven't been firing the last two or three games. They want to go to Croke Park tonight, the week before championship, score as much as they can score, play as well as they can. Maybe, yes, come off after 50, 55 minutes if that's what Davy Burke decides. But they are going for that, to play well, to get ready for championship next week. And the level, if you were watching some of the Division 2 games, even the top two teams, Roscommon and Monaghan, you'll probably see it again tonight. And then go and watch the Division 1 game over the course of the last 2 months. It's a totally different level. The energy Mayo play at, Galway, the speed Dublin play at, Kerry play at, it's a different level. And the problem is playing in Division 2, then the disadvantage of it, despite there being advantages of being able to mix up your team, is that you now have only a week to championship, in Roscommon's case, to get up to that level. I know London might aren't at that level, possibly, but they have Galway a couple of weeks after if they do beat London. Yeah. So you have to get up to Division 1 speed and energy and level in 3 weeks, so it's very difficult.
Yeah, you have to get up to that pitch fairly quickly. We'd have to take an ad break shortly, but just to mention, Ben O'Carroll, like, won 3 against Cork. Obviously, had that. He's had long runs in club championship with St. Bridget as well, but he's such an exciting player. We just love to see him. We'd love to see him fully fit and get a run at it. He just hasn't really had that, I guess.
No, he hasn't. He's been in and out with injuries. Form hasn't been absolutely brilliant. He's the type of player as common because he's a great ball winner. And despite him being very small in stature, his runs right, left, and his cutback runs have been excellent, getting on the ball. And he doesn't score loads. He's never going to score loads because the nature of him is he sets up other players. The likes of Jermot, Kieran, by the way, has probably been our most consistent player after coming back from a year out, but he's always been excellent. So I think I'd like to see Ben in better form. I'd like to see him playing for Roscommon because he adds something different to the Roscommon attack, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. It's Conor Devaney with us, formerly of Roscommon. Well, you're always a Roscommon man, but formerly a Roscommon player. It's like calling someone a former Olympian. You were always an Olympian. It is just before 2 o'clock. We're going to take an ad break because we are sticking with this Allianz Football League panel after the news at 2 o'clock. Desimone is going to join us at around 2:15 as well for the Monaghan angle and things. It is Fulham 0, Crystal Palace 3, 83 minutes on the watch at Craven Cottage in the FA Cup quarterfinal. So Palace, for all intents and purposes, into, it looks like, the FA Cup semi-final. Football Saturday, of course, from around 2:30 today as well. Johnny Ward, Graham Gartland, and David Connolly. Stay with us here and Off the Ball on Saturday on News Talk. Back in a sec.
To hear the full version of the Saturday panel, become an Off the Ball member now.
Gaelic football on Off the Ball
with AIB, proud sponsors of the GAA Senior Football Championship. Check out hashtag the toughest for more.